مبلغ for you, it's my prayer. Oh, مبلغ for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success, share success.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers, there are many blessings of reciting درود پاک upon نبي کریم صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The pious predecessors, the beautiful companions, and the great, great people of Islam have always believed that no matter where we are, when we recite Durood wa Salaam upon the best of creation, Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with love and devotion and affection, then that Durood wa Salaam reaches the court of Akha Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Akha Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears our Durood wa Salaam. Today, it's easier to understand, because if I'm sat here and there is somebody who is blessed to be in the beautiful city of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara, I can simply pick up this phone and he can hear me and I can hear him. Allah and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam don't need technology. And this is why Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a beautiful hadith of Mubarakah, "Send salat upon me wherever you may be, for your salat reaches me." Subhanallah. So wherever you are, whenever you have the opportunity, try and keep yourself busy in sending durood as-salam upon the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because not only is this a means of forgiveness of our sins, but also it is a beautiful means of attracting the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, solving your problems, curing your illnesses, and providing solution to any difficulty that you may have. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says that the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the companions a beautiful story, an amazing hadith in Mubarakah, that Jibreel Amin informed the beautiful Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a servant of Allah azza wa jal worshipped Allah azza wa jal on a little island out in the oceans. And this island was 30 arm lengths by 30 arm lengths. And he spent his life worshipping Allah azza wa jal. And in the evening every day, he spent his days and nights in worship. And in the evening every day, he would come down from the mountains, and there was a little stream about a finger width in diameter, and beautiful water, sweet water would flow in it. He would drink from this stream, and there's a tree there, and that tree would give a pomegranate, a fruit. He would eat that fruit and then go back and busy himself in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. He spent his life in this way. And when his last time came close, when it came time to depart from this world, he prayed in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, "Ya Allah, I want to die in the halat, in the state of prostration." And this dua, this supplication was accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And so he died in the state of sajda, in the state of prostration in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this man is raised on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jalla will say regarding this individual, 'Make this servant of mine enter Jannah through my mercy.' The man will say, 'Ya Allah, what about my actions? I want to enter Jannah through my actions.' Because he thinks, 'I've stayed on an island. I've worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal for 500 years. And so I've got good deeds.' Allah Azza wa Jal again says, 'Take this servant of mine to Jannah with my mercy.' He again says, O my Lord, rather because of my actions, take this servant of mine to Jannah. And again, Ya Allah, what about my actions? Allah Azza wa Jal orders, he take his deeds, place them on one pan of the balance, and take just one eye and place it on the other pan of the balance. When this is done, the eye is greater. His 500 years worth of worship is not enough to repay Allah Azza wa Jal for the one eye that Allah Azza wa Jal had granted him. Allah Azza wa Jal says, take this servant to hell. He pleads in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, let me go to paradise through your mercy. Allah Azza wa Jal says, bring him back. He stands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal questions him in relation to all those blessings. Did you not see that you were in the middle of the ocean? And yet my mercy was such that in this middle of the ocean, I gave you food and drink, I gave you health, I gave you everything. And not only that, but I blessed you with my worship. And yet you were proud of your actions rather than appreciate my blessings. Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, all of this was because of my mercy. It is because of that same mercy that I send you to Jannah, to paradise. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam then says that Jibreel Amin said, indeed, all things are by virtue of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, today it's a very important time to contemplate. 500 years worth of worship, and yet you couldn't repay Allah Azza wa Jal for one eye. And yet he was on a desert island worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. But look at our lives, surrounded from head to toe by the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Every ni'mat, every bounty, every blessing that we can think of, we have. And yet we are ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Guaranteed success lies in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is for those who appreciate it. The glorious Quran says, translation from Kanz al-Iman, and it is he who accepts repentance of his bondsmen and pardons the sins of his servants and knows whatever you do. Allahu Akbar. We think nobody's watching. We think nobody knows. We think I can advertise my pious deeds. I've done this many hajj, I've done this many umrah, I give this much money to the poor, I give this money, much money to the masjid. I advertise my good, but I hide the bad deeds. But can you hide them from Allah Azza wa Jal? We can't. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal descends upon us day and night. And despite our condition, despite our sins, despite the real me, the Creator Supreme does not expose us in front of the people. Allah Azza wa Jal hides our sins. How merciful is our Lord? If you were to find out my sins and I was to find out your shortcomings, we would have not one iota worth of respect for each other. And yet look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. That he doesn't disclose my sins to you or your shortcomings to me. He protects us from embarrassment as well. Not only gives us every single ni'mat under the sun, but also protects us and protects our respect and our honor and our dignity. When a person commits sins and is living a life of disobedience, Allah Azza wa Jal no doubt has the power that this vein that comes to the heart is this big, and if it was to shrink by a few millimeters, you would spend your life in hospital. If the vein that goes up to the brain and supplies blood, if it gets a little black clot of blood, you get a stroke and you spend your life with you paralyzed from one side. Allah Azza wa Jal can make that happen. And he can make it happen as soon as you commit a sin and you disobey him. But because of his mercy, he doesn't do that. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't say that this person is disobedient. He's a sinner. He's looking at the wrong thing on the TV, on the social media. He's looking at ghair mahrams. He's committing lies and backbiting. Therefore, I'm not going to give him rizq today. I'm not going to give him food. No, the Creator is so merciful that despite this, He feeds me and you. The Creator is so merciful that despite our sins, He gives us a luxury life. We live in warm houses, soft carpets, hot water. And yet when that same Creator says, okay, the Muazzin is calling, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah, we turn the other way. And when you turn the other way, Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't say that I'm not going to give him health. Doesn't say to the sun, you cannot shine down and give him your light and your heat. No. Doesn't say you can't breathe my oxygen which is in the air. You can't use my lungs that I've blessed you with. No, the Creator is so merciful. Gosh, we turn to Allah Azza wa Jal in repentance. And we repented from our sins. The real punishment that the sinners get. You know, people say, I don't go to the masjid. I don't get time to read the Quran. I don't get time to travel on the Madni Kafilas of Dawat-e-Islami to learn the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to spread the deen of Islam, to help the deen. I don't get time. I'm too busy. I'm working. I'm a businessman. Don't have the time. I don't go to the masjids. I don't read the Quran. I don't have time for my parents, I don't serve them. Busy! I've got to earn money! You know what the scholars say? They say, it's not that you don't have time. You don't have the kismet. Because you've ignored the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal didn't take away your sustenance. Didn't take away your children. Didn't take away the air you breathe. Didn't take away your luxury lifestyle. What He did take away was your prostration in His court. So next time you think, I've not had time to read the Quran, cry that Allah Azza wa Jal hasn't given me the opportunity. The next time a day goes by when you don't get to the masjid, cry and say, my Creator hasn't called me to His palace. The next time that you don't have time to read the Quran in a day, think, what mistakes have I made and what sins have I done that are that despicable that the Creator hasn't given me the opportunity to open His book and read it. Allahu Akbar. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal knows no bounds. A Bedouin comes to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, O Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, who will bring the creation to account? Allahu Akbar. Hisab kon lega, who will take accountability on the Day of Judgment? We hear about the great accountability. Who will actually do the act? And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah Azza wa Jal. The Bedouin asked, will Allah Azza wa Jal Himself perform this accountability? And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. As soon as he heard this, the Bedouin smiled. He seemed relaxed. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why do you smile? Why do you relax? And he answered, that when somebody so generous gets authority over somebody, he forgives. And when somebody so generous calls to account, he pardons. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this Bedouin has spoken the truth. Know that there is nobody more generous than Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the most generous of all. Allahu Akbar. We have a Creator who is truly amazing. Your mother cannot even bear you being upset, never mind being in pain. How can Allah Azza wa Jal throw you in the fire of hell? How can Allah Azza wa Jal punish you? But the difficulty today is that there is no doubt that Allah Azza wa Jal loves us. But where is our love for Allah Azza wa Jal? A waliya of Allah Azza wa Jal was making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Allah, for the sake of the love that you have for me, please forgive me. And somebody stopped her and said, no, you don't ask that way. You ask the other way. Ya Allah, for the sake of the love I have for you. And she said, no. My love can be defective. The love I have for my Creator can be faulty, can have flaws in it. But the love of the Creator is perfect. The mercy of the Creator is perfect. His affection towards His creation is perfect. And Ya Allah, I beg you, for the sake of that perfect love, please forgive me. Subhanallah. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is amazing. My dear Islamic brothers, we've spent a life in the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Umrah guzar gayi hai. What have we achieved? Our problem after problem. We know that the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal knows no bounds. But foolish is the person who commits sin after sin after sin and then hopes for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. It doesn't work that way. In Surah Zumar, verse 53, translation from Kanzul Iman, Allah Azza wa Jal says, say you, O beloved, of those bondsmen of mine who have committed excesses upon their own souls by committing sins, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, only He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. But this is for those who repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is for those who turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is those who beg in the court for forgiveness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, the problem is that we don't turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. We don't beg Him. We don't beseech. We don't supplicate. Do you want to see how much Allah Azza wa Jal loves His servant calling in His court? Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam once said, Ya Allah, O my Lord. And Allah Azza wa Jal replied, Labbaika Ya Musa. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was surprised. Ya Allah, you are the owner of everything. You are the one and only. And then you reply to me with Labbaik. I'm not worthy of this. Allah Almighty said, I'd like for somebody to call me out, O Lord, so that I may reply with Labbaik. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, O Lord, is this for every obedient person? This is the important bit. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asks, Ya Allah, you say Labbaik. Is this to your pious servants? Is this to those who spend their nights in worship? Is this to the prophets, the awliya, the companions? No. The reply comes, Musa, this is for every sinful person as well. Allahu Akbar. You know when the sinners, they get up in the middle of the night and they lay down the prayer mat and they call out, Ya Allah, I've committed sins all day, all night. Please forgive me. Every time you say Allah, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal descends upon you. Allahu Akbar. The bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal descend. It's one thing to have hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. But it is a totally different thing to commit sin and then say with your tongue, no, oh, my Lord is merciful, He'll forgive me. That has been described as foolishness. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the intelligent one is he who makes his inner self, his nafs, obedient to him and performs actions for the afterlife. And foolish is he who acts according to his desires and then hopes for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is there. It's amazing. It knows no bounds. And yes, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is such that you may do one small deed and that one small deed may lead to your forgiveness. But the thing is, you don't know that. You don't know which deeds are accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. You don't know what is rejected in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The great Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi passes away. Somebody sees him in the dream and says, what did Allah Azza wa Jal do with you? How were you forgiven? And he says, despite doing the great service for deen and spending his life teaching the Quran and Hadith, He says, I was forgiven for one specific act. He says, what was that? He said, one day I was writing away and I dipped my pen into the ink. And as I lifted it up, it was a hot day and a fly came and sat on the pen and started to drink the ink that I had just dipped the pen in. I waited for this fly to finish drinking because I thought this is a creation of Allah Azza wa Jal and it's thirsty. And I waited, and once it had finished, I then carried on writing. Allah Azza wa Jal said, Ghazali, you remember that day? I had forgotten about it, but the Creator reminded me, that day when you gave my fly to drink, I have forgiven you because of that, without accountability, and opened the doors of Jannah for you. So when Allah Azza wa Jal wants to forgive, it is the small deeds that can help us. But we don't know that. So we've got to spend our lives repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'az Razi rahmatullahi alayhi says, there is no stupidity greater than a person planting the seeds of hell and hoping for the harvest of the fruit of paradise. His actions are of sins, but his destination, he thinks, is going to be Jannah. Allahu Akbar. This is the reality. Today, we live in this false hope. If you do not pray salah, you are not going to get the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. You're not going to get Jannah. If you ignore the Quran, ignore the rights of your parents, backbite, cheat, fraud, and then expect, Allah bada meherban hai, Allah bakhsh dega. These people have been described as foolish. Remove these false hopes. Change your life. And try and work to this. Look at the pious predecessors. Buzurgan Din lived great lives, but then cried in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Look at the companions. Look at the beautiful life of the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the mother of the believers. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that I would wake up at night and see the best of creation Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam perform salah to the extent that the blessed feet would swell up. I asked, Ya Rasulullah, why do you do this? Allah Almighty has forgiven you and those before you and after you because of you. So everybody is forgiven through the mercy of the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, should I not be a grateful servant of Allah Azza wa Jal? It's time to think. It's time to ponder. The greatest thing that you can do, the greatest act that you can do is spend your time in contemplation and zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Mercy descends upon those who spend their time remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Hadith Qudsi, when a person remembers me, I am with him. If he remembers me whilst he's alone, I will also mention him alone. If he mentions me in a gathering, then I will mention him in a better gathering. If he comes to me a handspan closer, my mercy moves to him at arm's length. If he comes to me an arm's length, my mercy comes to him 2 arms length. If he comes walking towards me, my mercy comes running towards him. Allahu Akbar. Yet, what do? We turn away from the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know the pious predecessors say, if you want bliss and peace on earth, the only way to taste that is by doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Wherever you find a mehfil, a gathering of the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, join that gathering and enjoy the zikr. And you will see the enlightenment, the spirituality that it gives you. Search for these mehfils of zikr. These are gardens of paradise with fruit being distributed. Eat from them and you will taste this beautiful beauty. The words on our lips should be, you know, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. We should stay away from anything wrong. We should do all of this, spend our time in zikr. The second thing that the scholars write, that we need to change our lives, is the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you know what the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is? It is a concern regarding the hereafter. It is thinking about the dark and lonely grave that we're going to be in. Your children, your house, your bank balance, your lights, your chandeliers won't go there. If you start to ponder over this and start to think about the questions of the grave, start to think about the day of accountability and the humiliation that we'll suffer because of our sins and the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, being held accountable, being punished in the grave, being punished in this world, that is fear. But you know what's beyond that as well? The scholars write something very amazing. They say the real fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is the fear that my Allah may become displeased with me. Mera Rab naraz na ho jaye. That should be the fear. Because where will I go if my Allah Azza wa Jal, my Lord, my Creator, my Sustainer, my Nourisher, rebukes me, leaves me? Allahu Akbar. I have nobody to turn to, nowhere to turn to. So fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Nadar bin Sa'd rahmatullahi alayhi says, when tears flow from the eyes of an individual due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal makes his face unlawful to the fire of hell. Paris, let me ask yourself. We cry for this world. غم روزگار میں میرے عشق بہ رہے ہیں تیرا غم اگر رولاتا تو کچھ اور بات ہوتی. When was the last time that we cried in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? رات کو اٹھ کے نہ, when did we last time? Everybody's asleep. Nobody to show off to. I said, Malik, so many mistakes, I don't even know how many there are. I've not kept a count. You know, hidden mistakes. Mistakes I know, mistakes I don't know. Looking at the wrong thing, thinking nobody's watching, scrolling through Facebook, scrolling through the internet, watching movies, looking at ghair mahrams, committing sins, disobeying my parents, selling drugs, drinking alcohol. Itne guna hai. How many? We can't even count. But when was the last time we tried to do some sort of balance and say, Malik, I've done so much, please forgive me? Allahu Akbar. You know, if you upset somebody in the world, you go around and you apologize, and a lot of times people say, no, no, go away, you've upset me really badly. I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to see your face. You know what the scholars say? The most easiest hasti in the universe and beyond to actually please is Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, if you committed sins all your life, and then suddenly you feel remorse and you repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and you apologize for your mistakes sincerely, the Creator's mercy is so magnificent. The Creator of the heavens and the earth, His mercy knows no bounds. That Allah Azza wa Jal says, Ja mere bande, all life you've committed sins, but you've repented. And I, my mercy is greater than your sins. Your sins are forgiven. Another Madani pearl in relation to gathering good deeds, inviting the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We want the mercy and the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Read the Quran as much as you can. Spend your days and nights reading the Quran, understanding the Quran, pondering upon the Quran. Even if it's 3 ayah mubarakas with translation and tafsir from Siratul Jinan. You can download it free today from dawatislami.net. You can download the English translation, Kanzul Iman. You can download tafsir Siratul Jinan. You can start reading 3 ayah mubarakas. Won't take you more than 12 minutes. If your Urdu is fast, you'll probably be able to do it in 5 or 7. 3 ayah mubarakas. Think and ponder upon the Quran. This is an invitation for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Reading the Quran, peace and tranquility will descend on your heart. Your homes will become peaceful and your life will become a bliss. Then the next Madni pearl that the scholars give truly fills your heart with nur. today we're away from this blessing. And we don't get that nur. And when we occasionally get the chance to go to this place, we feel the enlightenment, the spirituality, the nur in our hearts. These places are the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the masajid, which unfortunately today are empty. Today I've got time to visit all my friends, my relatives, my workplaces, my other walks in the park and everything else. Looking today, in my lifestyle and in my schedule, there is no time for namaz. Why? Why can't we do everything else? Drop the kids at work, go to work, come back, have roti, do everything else. But pray Isha in masjid. It only takes 15 or 20 minutes. But the nur that you get from there, the blessings that you get from there, the peace that you get from there, the tranquility that you get from there, you can get from nowhere else. And you're not truly blessed are those who pray their 5 times salah in masjid. If you don't work, there are no excuses. You can at least pray your fajr and isha. And you start to pray your fajr and isha in the mosque, and you will not be able to handle the mercies and the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, because they'll surround you from all sides. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, there was a person who met an old friend. And this friend had done really well, and they were all school friends. And he said, how come you've done this well with your business and everything else? You weren't very clever, you weren't very intelligent. We used to call you the dumb one, the bevakuf. How come you've done this? And the other friend turned around and said, you're right. I was the foolish and dumb one. I did the silly things and I wasn't very academic. So he said, well, how come you're successful to this extent that you got people working for you and everything else? He said, well, what happened is that my father had a habit. He used to pray Fajr in masjid. And after Fajr Salah, he used to sit down and read the Quran for an hour every day. So I gradually started to join him and I developed the same habit. My father passed away a few years ago. But ever since then, I stuck with this habit. I go to the masjid for Fajr, I stay there and I read the Quran for an hour and I do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and I come back home. And since those days that I've started to pray my Fajr with Jama'at in the masjid and read the Quran afterwards, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you're right, I'm foolish, but I'm one of the most successful people in the world. This is what makes you successful. The money won't, the hard work won't, namaz will, Quran will. And this is what they say. Spend it in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Make sure that you do your qurbani. Make sure that you sacrifice in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And lastly, before I finish, there are certain people who are deprived of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. But the reason they're deprived is because of their sins. Sins like missing their salah. Sins like disobeying their parents. Sins like biting, backbiting, lying, cheating, deceiving, hurting other Muslims. Allahu Akbar. All these lead to the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. When the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is being showered, these people remain without it. Don't be of these people. Don't cut ties off with your relatives. It's time for Eid is coming up. Oji, I'm naraz with Fulan, I'm naraz with, how dare he can come and apologize to me, I'm not going to him. Have you heard the hadith in Mubarakah that whoever forgives is forgiven? Allahu Akbar. And then, where is the mercy in our hearts? We expect the mercy, and yet we are not merciful? Allahu Akbar. If somebody's upset with you, go and apologize, even if it's not your fault, even if it's their fault. Build your kinship and your ties and your family, bring them together. And then watch the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal come to you. And don't be proud. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and allow us to do the actions which increase the blessings and the mercy upon us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala. Ala Muhammad. Sallallahu.
For you, it's my prayer. May you keep the same.